The information provided in this episode is provided for general informational purposes only and may not reflect the current law in your state or country. By watching and listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as legal advice and no attorney-client relationship between you, the host, or guest. You are advised to seek legal counsel concerning your legal question or concern from a lawyer licensed in your state, country, or appropriate licensing jurisdiction.
Good evening, USA. Hello, Texas. Good morning, naman sa Philippines. And good afternoon sa Australia. And of course, if you're in Canada, that'll be good evening na rin, ano? And of course, hello sa lahat ng mga Filipino around the world. Nasaan man kayo naroon, welcome to Usapang Off the Record. I am your host. My name is Eileen Licatizan. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And I'm the managing partner of the Licatizan Law Firm based here in Houston, Texas. So siguro sabihin ko na rin, I'm an educator. I'm also an educator. Okay? And the reason why I mentioned that is because it's kind of related to our topic for today. Of course, mapapanood at mapapakinggan nyo kami dito sa Usapang Off the Record every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time. That'll be 10 a.m. In the Philippines ng Sabado na yan. And of course, we are live stream here sa Facebook page and YouTube channel of Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. Kaya naman like and subscribe na sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy so you can be notified of upcoming live shows. And of course, hindi lang naman Usapang Off the Record ang mapapanood doon. Kaya if you subscribe or if you're following Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy, makikita nyo ang iba pang mga shows na pinapalabas sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy, of course. And kung hindi nyo man kami masamaan dito sa live show, you can still listen and watch the recorded episodes, of course, sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy YouTube channel and Facebook page. O kaya naman, mapapakinggan nyo kami sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Listen Notes, and ano pa bang nakalimutan natin? Pocket Cast? Yan. So, pwede kayong mag-multitask. Don't worry about, you know, multitasking kasi I am a multitasker as well. And so, I cannot just sit and just, you know, afford to just listen or watch something. Kailangan may ginagawa rin yung kamay ko. So, I mean, you know, it's always multitasking. And, now, if you're joining us dito sa live show, ay magparamdam naman kayo, di ba? Bumati kayo at syempre pa, if you post your comments, your shoutouts, we will read that one. I will read that one during the show. And if you have questions about the topic for today, feel free to post it and we'll try to address your questions during the show. And if you also want to know something more about our guests, and of course, if you also, you know, wanted to connect with us later on, you will also know how you're going to be able to connect with me or sa ating guest for tonight. And yes, you are right of what, you know, you just heard. Tonight, meron tayong guest dito sa Usapang Off the Record. Kasi lately naman, siguro mga ilang weeks din tayo na it's just me, di ba? I've been talking about divorce, I'm talking about estate planning, probate, you know, and a little about immigration and the intersection of divorce and immigration. And actually, we started that last episode. And what did I tell you last time? That we're going to be shifting to immigration. And I'm going to try my best to bring some good topics to discuss, yung mga magagamit ninyo, because who knows, this information may be useful to you. Maybe not right now, maybe later on, or somebody else need that information, then feel free to share it, of course. Yun naman nating purpose dito is to share knowledge because whatever it is that you may learn today might change your life. You'll never know, right? Okay, so that being said, our topic for today is about, well, immigration, but it's not purely immigration lang naman. I want to deliver to you a very important message na yung ating mga educator, nasan man kayo naroon, of course, hindi madali na magturo, hindi madali maging educator, maging teacher, yan, hindi madali yan because that, I believe, is a passion. Because if you're not passionate about it, baka hindi ka tumagal sa trabaho, di ba? Because you're not supposed to see it as a job. You're supposed to see it as a passion, something that you really wanted to do. And I can say this because I can very much relate to this, because at one point I also taught here in the United States, which I thought I will never do, or it's, you know, I never thought about it. When I was in the Philippines, hindi naman ako naging teacher, and I never had, you know, like any exposure to teaching. But once I started teaching, I started loving it, and then I couldn't stop anymore. You know, so that's why they said, once you're an educator, you will forever be an educator. So kaya naman pa sa lahat ng mga teachers around the world, not necessarily, not just Filipinos, but teachers, wherever you are absolutely precious. You know why? Because you are educating leaders, you are educating people, you are making change possible, because change can only happen through what? Knowledge. And knowledge is power. Kaya naman tonight, or today, we're going to be joined by a very special educator, teacher, and marami tayong matututunan sa kanya. I had the opportunity to talk to her, to learn about you know, her story from the Philippines going to the U.S. and the challenges and successes sa buhay niya as a teacher. And it's napakagandang pakinggan, because ako talaga nakaka-relate ako. It's not an easy job. Like I said, hindi nga dapat job tawag dun eh, di ba? It's supposed to be, calling, or what you call passion. Yan. Kasi hindi naman madaling mag-educate kung wala ka namang patience and love, you know, to teach. Medyo mahirapan ka, because it's a very challenging job. But it's very rewarding as well. Yan. So ngayon, huwag na natin patagalin. I want to introduce our guest for tonight. And siya ay matagal ng teacher. No? I don't know how long siguro kukwento niya sa atin. Siya na magkwento. At para mapakinggan natin ang kanyang immigration story and, you know, challenges and successes ng isang teacher dito sa United States. Kaya naman, let us welcome here sa Usapang Off the Record, walang iba kundi si Teacher Luz Dimayuga. Hi, Luz!
Hi, good evening, Attorney Eileen Dizon, at good evening sa lahat ng mga viewers natin. Kung gabi dyan sa inyo. And good morning naman sa Pilipinas and all over the world, na morning ang kanyang mga oras. So, good evening. I am so honored and proud to be the guest of Attorney Eileen Dizon, who happens to be a very close friend of mine. She is a RUP alumni as well. At saka matagal ko na rin siyang kaibigan. So, pinibigyan natin ang kanyang guest on her show. And let's roll on.
Oo, simulan na natin ating kwentuhan. Alam mo, Teacher Luz, si Teacher Luz kasi magkasama kami sa UPAA, University of the Philippines Alumni Association here, Houston Chapter. And we had the opportunity to work together, and, you know, learn about what we do, what we love to do, our passion to help and also to educate people. So kaya naman, when I thought of, you know, having this topic, which I believe is very important and very, may be very helpful sa marami, lalo na maraming mga teachers sa atin. And considering also that lately maraming mga teachers na dumating from Philippines, you know.
Yeah.
Kaya and we had the opportunity to meet some of them, kami ni Teacher Luz, diba? So but bago tayo magsimula doon, bago natin simulan yung ano, yung discussion natin sa, you know, how is it to be a teacher in the US? Syempre gusto nang marami for sure na, you know, na nakikinig at nanonood sa atin ngayon na malaman, paano ka narating dito sa US? What did you do? You know, there's a lot of conversations going on online. As a matter of fact, I know there's a Facebook group ng mga teachers, mga Filipino teachers. Some of them are already here. Some of them are still, you know, planning to move here, you know, if they have the opportunity. Yung iba, they want to do it, but they don't know how to do it. yung ano, how are they gonna start? Saan sila mag-reach out? Paano ang gagawin nila? They may be qualified, pero they need to know where's the opportunity. Saan nila hahanapin yun? So, alam ko, Teacher Luz, na medyo, it's been a long time, but I'm pretty sure na may kukwento mo sa amin how you end up teaching here in the United States. Ano ba yung ano natin, story natin dyan?
That's a very good question, Attorney Eileen. Actually, maraming mga routes to come here. Iba-iba yung tinatahak na routes ng mga teachers, but I can only talk about myself kasi yung iba, hindi ko naman alam yung mga journeys nila sa buhay nila going to America. But it all started nung before pa ng 2001. So, the time, there was a financial challenge kasi ang aking tatlong anak to private schools, and of course, you know, a teacher salary in the Philippines will not be enough to cover for expenses for private schooling.
Teacher Luz, magkano ba ang ano ng 2001, ano, magkano ang sweldo ng teacher sa Philippines at that time?
I started contemplating coming here about year 2000.
2000, okay, yeah.
Pero natuloy kami ng 2001. So at that time, ang teacher salary, hindi ko na matandaan, pero it was,
okay,
it was meager. That was about 22, 23 years ago. So Imagine yung dollar exchange rate that time. Kung anak mo is private schooling, at I believe naman na magandang, I'm not discrediting public schools. I am a product of public schools. Kaya lang at the time, nag-option kami ng private schooling ng mga bata. So, at the time, may financial challenge ako. So, I thought about it. But then, ang route ko that time was to go to graduate school dito sa university sa America. Yun ang talagang target ko.
You mean to teach or to, ano, to educate yourself?
To educate myself kasi gusto ko further ng education ko.
Master's, ganyan. Master's degree yan.
Master's degree and eventually doctoral degree. Kasi mahilig ako mag-aral that time. Kahit nga hindi ako nag-school noon, even though I was teaching at that time, I used to learn to love books. Every night I was reading anything. Nung at that time, so cutting the long story short, tinanggap ako ng University of Pennsylvania for a scholarship. But the scholarship only offered tuition and books. Saan ako kukuha ng panggagastos ko? For allowance, sending money to Philippines, dormitories, food, and everything. So I dropped that option. Wala na yun.
Okay.
Sabi ko, hindi pwede ito. Kailangan kong trabaho ang hanapin ko. Hindi yung school. So, the time, nawala na yun for at least a year. So din-wrap up ko na yung American dream na yun. I continued on with my life. I continued on with teaching. Ang job ko noon as college teacher, college professor, and high school teacher at the time, dalawa. I never had any experience with elementary teaching. Hindi yun ang aking naging job noon. Kaya when I came here, starting from adjustment from college teaching to grade, first grade. Ang laki ng adjustment. You will sing and dance and you will create rhymes and everything, which I never had experience college teaching in high school. Walang ganon. So it was a challenge at the time. Hindi yun ang pinakamalaking challenge. That was just a tip of the iceberg. So to cut the long story short, nagkasakit yung mother ko. Then shout out to my cousin, Engineer Lito Lumbera. Nagdala siya ng dyaryo dun sa visit niya sa sick mother ko.
Wow.
So at the time, then he left. Tiningnan ko yung dyaryo. Then I read, hiring teachers in Texas. Nagbigay ng information and address. I just moved in place. Then I went to my mother and asked her, are you going to give a go to apply to this, ano, to this route, apply sa America? Ayaw niya. Kasi at that time, fake recruitment was really a boom. Yung mga scammers, fake recruiters, sabi niya, sasali ka pa sa maloloko ng mga agencies na yan. It's a no. Pero syempre, matigas ang ulo ko. Hindi ako nakikinig. Pumunta ako ng Manila on my own, not knowing where to go, not having the money for the fare, sa bus fare. Yung pera ko, I did not have lunch at that day. Basta pumunta lang ako, wala akong anything na ibaback on. Sabi ko, kung hindi ako matanggap, okay lang. Pero hindi ako makakabalik ng ng Lipa kasi kulang yung pera ko. Hindi ako
So one way, ano ka lang, one way ticket ka lang.
yung pantalon na sinuot ko na hindi nga ako naka-dress up eh. I never thought.
Yeah.
Accepted. May pera yung bulsa nung pantalon na sinuot ko. So, binilang ko siya, yung pamasahe ko is enough to come back. So, naglakas loob ako kasi sabi ko, kung hindi ko tatry, I will regret the fact that I did not try. That was the deadline day, yung application.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Munta ako, not knowing where to go, not having the money to back up my plan. So, to cut the long story short, yung final interview, kasi pumunta dito sa Manila, yung mga recruiters, superintendents of different districts, Fort Bend ISD, Houston ISD, Olden ISD, lahat ng mga...
So mostly Texas, yeah, no?
Atlas and California.
Oh, there's also... So sabay-sabay sila, nagkaroon sila lang... okay, yeah.
So, namimili. So, I thought about California, but then I thought, I cannot live with the snowy state. Hindi ko kaya yon kasi my respiratory condition is not very strong. So pag nag-snow na, siya, wala na. Magsisipo na ako niya, mag-uubo.
So pinili mo Texas?
To myself, I chose Texas, but I don't know if they will choose me. Kasi wala pa akong final interview at the time. To cut the long story short, when I left the interview room, and I was very grateful to the associate superintendent. Her name is Doctora Pedraza. She did not allow me to leave the room without a contract.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So right there, at that same time you interviewed, you were offered a job.
Yes, right there.
And then you actually you signed a contract at that time.
Signed
so it's just one interview process.
Just one final
on your part, yeah.
She signed the contract before I did. She said, take it or leave it. Think about it tonight. Sit on it, sleep on it. And tomorrow when you sign it, give it back to me. Email it to me or send it back to me. This is my address. This is my everything. So I thought about it. And then I said, siguro ito na yung simula ng American dream. Sige na nga, payag na ako. So when I came back home, sinabi ko sa family ko, at first they don't believe it. Sabi nila, sino naman ang employer na right then and there?
Mag-hire, yeah.
And ang contract at dala-dala mo pa, that must be something so fishy. We don't believe it. Sabi ko.
It's like it's too good to be true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then, tapos na yung stage na yon. Binigay ko na sa kanya, nagbigay siya ng feedback and everything. Then, eto na yung part na medyo hindi yung ma-re-recommend. That time, may mga local agencies sa Pilipinas at saka agencies ng America who took over the recruitment process.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi the public school districts of Texas or California are not equipped for lawyering sa amin. Kasi may lawyer sila on their own, but they are not supposed to be lawyering for immigration.
Mm-hmm.
On our own to lawyer ourselves for immigration.
So you mean that you're talking about the process, the processing of the visa, right? You're hired, but then you have to take care of, you know, applying for your own visa at that time. Yeah.
Being offered a job is one thing, but having the visa from immigration is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the district that they don't want to dip their hands into. It's like you hire your own lawyer. We are here for the legal part of giving you the paperwork, but the process is yours. Doon na ngayon nagkaroon ng parang...
Challenge. Big challenge on your part.
Parang nag-take advantage yung mga people around the recruitment process. Mm-hmm. At doon kami hiningaan ng placement fee, which was not supposed to happen. We were supposed to receive a sign-on bonus instead of us paying the agency. Because we were so naive. We don't know what's going on. So, pumayag kami. Actually, if I could disclose it, I spent about $250,000, $750,000.
Uh-huh. And that was 2000, right?
2001,
yeah.
$150,000. And actually, the applicants at the time when I applied for this job were around 8,350 people. 8,350 teachers from Aparik to Jolo.
Wow, that's a lot of teachers.
Only 25 people made it to the cut.
Well, when you say only 25, is it because of the money or, you know, the screening ng ano ng ISD?
The first time is the screening process.
Okay.
It's a tedious process. You have to go undergo a pre-screening.
So ganun din kadami yung dumating na ano nag-apply ano?
The PICC, so Philippine International Convention Center, Malacoon, so kasha yung around 8,000 applicants. And kasi at the time hindi pa uso yung virtual.
Ah, wala pa noon, syempre.
So ang mga examinations were given parang camera based, tapos tinitingnan kanila at hindi ka pwedeng lumingon or anything. Basta
ano yung exam nyo?
It's called CBEST or text-based test, written, tapos meron kaming video, merong hindi ko matandaan yung
may ano ba yon, demonstration din kayo, teaching demo, ganon, yeah, okay.
After na nung ano, hindi ako nag-undergo noon, to tell you honestly, dahil yung final interview sa akin, well, na-skip ko lahat yung process ng demo.
You were offered, diba? You're already offered.
At the first interview, hindi ako nag-demo ng lesson, hindi ako anything. Ang ginawa ko lang is written examination after the contract na. Kaya nga, baliktad yung process na nangyari sa akin kasi hindi ko nga alam kung bakit din ganun. Kasi nung nagdumating na kami dito, I was talking to several of my colleagues. Kailan ka na final demo? Sabi, what demo are you talking about? I did not undergo that demo. And to cut the long story short, dun sa 8,350 applicants, 25 kami who made it to the cut. Can you imagine ang mga kasabayin ko, mga cream of the crop, mga dean of engineering, Ateneo professors, principals, mga galing sa mga Ivy League schools.
Parang, uy, galing ka rin naman, UP ka eh.
Eh, syempre, kumbaga, galing probinsya naman ako, Batanggenyo ako, so.
No. Ala eh.
Ala eh. So, kumbaga, pagdating namin dun sa orientation, kung medyo maano pa sila, medyo mga ganyan-ganyan, kasi akala nila, ang dadat nila na sa Amerika eh, talagang ano, kumbaga, yung mga, parang ang attitude nila, kami yung mga cream of the crop, we are the best among the best, mga ganun.
Pero yeah, the best of the best.
Oo, tahimik lang ako. Sabi ko, sige, tingnan natin.
So bago yon, wala ka naman kakilala na naging teacher dito na, you know, nakapagsabi sa'yo na, oh, ganito dito, experience. So wala talaga. So zero knowledge as to how, you know, what to expect when you come to the US and teach.
Mm-hmm. Kasi at that time, kumbaga, hindi kami na-expose na doon. Kasi mabilis yung aming recruitment process. Eh. We were given the parang applications noong
agad.
Review agad. That was April. Summer yun eh. Then we were already in America in July 21.
So that was really fast kasi ilang buwan lang. So yung processing at that time was really fast. So if you remember, Teacher Luz, if you remember, kasi syempre, you know, you have mentioned earlier nga na that you have to take care of the, you know, the processing of your visa. So I'm not gonna ask if you hire an attorney on your own, or however it happened. But I wanna know, kasi syempre, it could be different during that time, 2000, you know, that was 2000, 2001. So do you remember what visa did you apply for, you know, in order for you to come to the US? Is it a H-1B or is it a J-1?
It was an H-1B. It was a work visa.
Which is a non-immigrant visa, right?
It's a non-immigrant visa at the time, work visa. I was supposed to bring my family, but because I don't know anything, I don't have a car, I have not enough money to cover for all the expenses of the family, I opted to go on my own first.
Yeah, it's a wise decision, you know, because like you've said, you don't know what's gonna happen. Kasi kung talagang if sayo ngayon yan yung mga pumupunta na mga teachers dito, it would be wise talaga na they have to go first and see what's waiting for them, because it's going to be a lot of adjustment. And just imagine if you have little kids you're gonna be bringing over here, lahat kayo nag-a-adjust. Mm-hmm. So yung H-1B mo, yun ang dahilan nakapunta ka dito. Of course, you know that's valid for 3 years, right? And then, you know, you can renew it or extend it later on. But look at you right now. How long have you been teaching here in the U.S.?
This is my 22nd year.
22nd year. So that means...
Year 22. Because I came July 2001.
2001.
And 22. So I'm running to my 22 years of teaching here in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So ano na, seasoned ka na ang tawag dyan. Diba? Seasoned teacher.
Katandang.
Hindi nga, tawag doon season nga. So, okay, so nag-H1B ka, you know, we know that H1B is a non-immigrant. That means that is not a path to green card. And, you know, that's what the H1B.
Good for 3 years.
Yun. But you can also, again, renew that, you know, for another 3 years until if ever yung employer mo, yung school district is willing, pag nakita naman yung potential mo, they're willing to file immigrant petition na sa'yo, that will be your green card na. And is that what happened to you?
Yun na naman ang isang challenge natin, Attorney Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
When we came, syempre na culture shock kami. Yung iba sa amin, yung, of course, the white principals, I hate to be sounding racist, but I'm not. It's just a matter of fact that I'm stating.
You're referencing
that word, racial discrimination and culture shock to them. Filipinos or third world countries, non-existent in this country, as if to say, we own this country, you have no right to be here. So ang discrimination at the time, especially to teachers, because they felt, Americans felt that we are getting their jobs that are intended for Americans.
Yeah, well, generally, syempre, we cannot, you know.
But
yeah.
We took their jobs from them. So, ang tingin nila sa amin, mga aagaw ng trabaho ng mga Amerikano. So, can you imagine yung treatment na ibibigay nila sa'yo?
So, in other words, hindi sila medyo masyadong mabahit sa'yo.
Yes.
So, ano yung mga exact, ano, yung mga naaalala mo na extreme na ano treatment sa'yo or discrimination if you categorize it like that.
Yung mga matatakot yung mga aspiring teachers na pupunta dito, it's just tapos naman na yon. Pero hindi sa akin nangyari, sa mga kasamahan ko. Can you imagine, meron akong kasamahan na nuclear physicist, matalino. Mm-hmm. Pero ang subject niya is chemistry. So they have experiments in the classroom.
Aha. Uh-huh.
She can never conduct her experiments
because
the middle school kids are really trying their best to really annoy her. Itatapon yung kanyang palanggana, tubig, babatuhin ng mansanas. Yung mga experimentation niya never happened. When she comes home every night, iyak siya ng iyak kasi she went home that year. Hindi niya kaya yung challenges.
So when you say she went home, she went back to the Philippines?
Went back to the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
Home because she can take the pressure. Yun namang isa, dean siya of the College of Engineering sa Mapua, magaling.
Mm-hmm.
Super galing siya. Siya ay, kumbaga ay, yung mga calculus and all. Minamanilaw niya. Talaga mahusay siya. High school na mawak niya. Ano naman siya, nakipaglaban yung estudyante sa kanya. The high school people never think...
Wait, was there like a physical fight?
Yes, it was a physical, it was a physical altercation between the two. With the school teacher.
So what happened to the teacher?
She went to the doctor.
Did she also go home, go back home, or what? Did she stay?
She took a leave, but then she was tough. She said, I will never have a pink slip going back to the Philippines.
See, that's the thing. That's how you separate those who are, you know, fighter in a sense. Now they're tough and they're ready for the challenges. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes there are a lot of surprises. Yung ano, very common ng culture shock because it's very different. You know, we have different cultures. Iba rin yung mga ano natin sa classroom sa Philippines, iba rin dito. And I can tell, I can say this because, you know, I also taught here in the US and, you know, but I can share that later on. But so I just want to just go back to our teachers who are aspiring to come over here. Mm-hmm. Syempre, iba-iba naman yung ano yung route. May mga tao naman na ano na they go through the process of, you know, yung katulad sa'yo, yung H1B, yung mga district, HISD, and, you know, when we say HISD, it's Houston Independent School District, Fordman Independent School District. That's how it goes here in the U.S. So, yun yung mga public schools. Yeah. And they hire a lot of teachers. They actually, right now, you know, we are in need of a lot of teachers. And I'm not surprised why there are a lot of teachers coming here in the U.S., especially mm-hmm. dito sa Texas. We've been, like I said earlier, we've been meeting, you know, new teachers na kararating lang dito. But of course, yung mga challenges na naranasan ni Teacher Luz, pwede pa rin maranasan ng mga dumarating ngayon, pero, you know, may mga konting pagkakaiba. Now, let's just recap yung sayo, no? Yung route mo, kasi dito ang ginawa mo is H1B ka, nag-apply ka, so it's consular processing, and so that means you have to wait for your visa there in the Philippines, and once you got it, then pumunta ka na dito. When you move here, supposed to be yung agency mo will provide accommodation that should be part of your contract, you know, mm-hmm. being a new teacher. That's how it's supposed to happen right now, diba? Mm-hmm. If you apply through agency, the agency should provide you for, you know, accommodations, yung titirhan mo, yung transportation mo, yung food mo, because syempre pagdating mo dito, hindi ka naman agad-agad magtuturo. You still have to get your social security in order for your social security number so that you will be able to teach here. So may waiting time. Yun, ngayon na tumatagal yung ano to receive the social security, tumatagal na mga what? 1 month or even probably sobra pa. So imagine mo yung waiting time mo, hindi ka makapag-start mag-work. So what's gonna happen to you? Did that happen to you, teachers, or you started right away?
When I came here, I just waited for about 10 days for my social security card.
Oh, dumabilis lang that time, yeah.
And the lucky part of it was the school I landed to. I said landed because we were thrown to different schools. We never knew where it was and where we're going. I was fortunate enough to meet a very loving and understanding principal. She's a Mexican, but she's like, I'm reminded of my mother. She's very motherly, and she was the one who really helped me through the immigration process. She right away recommended me after 3 years because my family was already here the year after my family over, my husband and my son. So 1 year after, the next summer, I went back home to get them. So nandito na sila, and my son started college right away.
College there, no? So yung superintendent nga ba yung sinabi mo kanina, tumulong sa'yo, or? Okay. So it's good that you found a person like that. And I want to know more about, you know, how she was able to help you. But we're gonna talk about that after a very short break. So, okay nga, let's stick around. We'll be back.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. You want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow, we don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone, from Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back. Nandito pa rin tayo sa Usapang Off the Record at kasama pa rin natin si Teacher Luz. Pero bago natin i-continue ang ating discussions, meron tayong mga bumabati dito. So let's go ahead and basahin natin ang mga comments and shoutouts nila. So here we go. Let's start with Aida Karinga. Sabi niya, hello Tita Luz. Good evening. Nanonood ako. Ayan. Batin mo si Aida.
Hello, Tita Aida.
Ayan, saan siya? Sa ano?
Natin. She was my colleague at the Lipa City National High School.
Oh, sa Lipa.
Their group of friends over there. Mga kaibigan ko sila, co-teachers ko before. Cousin Lito and siya yung, siya yung nagdala ng dyaryo when he visited my mother.
Wow.
Of the journey papuntang Amerika, yung advertisement sa dyaryong dala niya, Engineer Lito, cousin, watching, yun ang immigration process.
Oh, tingnan mo nga.
I don't know if he knows it, if I ever mentioned it to him.
Oy, but, ngayon alam na niya. Because
yes.
He listened to your story kasi sabi ni Rosemary Zara Sarmiento Lumbera. Yes, sabi niya, hello, cousin Lito watching. So, malamang narinig yung story na yan. Ngayon, alam niya na yan. Si Nora Lumbera, yeah.
My very dear, it's...
Magnaye ba yun? How do you pronounce Magnaye?
The university president of the Batangas State University, two-term president.
Wow.
Ang aking idol when it comes to education. Just so she knows, shout out to you, Ate Nora Lumbera.
Yeah.
You're my idol in terms of education.
Wow.
It's the epitome of a perfect educator. Like,
Sabi niya nga, watching you, my dear sis, cause Luz. Yan. Ito naman, si Nanita Lumbera. Sabi niya, hello, cause I'm watching.
Yeah, she's a cousin on the father's side.
And ito naman si Laura Dimaano Gonzalez. Hello, yes. Maricoy. So proud of you.
Aking mga cousins and relatives yan. In-invite ko sila to
watch. Yeah. Ito si Charles. Ito si Charles. Sabi niya, hello, Maring Luz. This is F. Yes. Siguro naman natatandaan mo si F. No, may basahin natin yung iba in a little bit, okay? So, kanina, yun nga, so nung tinulungan ka nga, yung H1B mo, na-convert mo na into an immigrant visa. So, paano nangyari yun? Yes.
So, diba 3 years lang ang buhay ng H1B?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, around when 3 years was almost up, kinausap ko itong si aking motherly principal na to. Hindi siya yung original principal na medyo matapang. Nawala yung matapang na principal. She took over as an interim.
Aha.
I don't want to discuss the first principal's
plight. Ay, wag na.
Basta nawala siya sa school for some reason that's not very conducive to discuss. Nag-take over yung mabait. Siya yung tulong sa akin. So, she knew that my visa will be up and already expiring by the end of 3 years. Siya ang nagkausap sa akin instead of me coming to her. She came to me. Sabi niya, do you want to stay? Sabi ko, of course I do. I have my family here. I have my son. I have my husband. And I'm sending money to my family in the Philippines. At that time, yung dalawang grown-up kong anak nag-aaral pa sa Pilipinas pa sila that time. Yung girl at saka yung panganay ko, Larry Boy and Mary Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, by all means, I wanted to stay. So why don't we do this? I recommend you for an immigrant visa. And I will also recommend you for a full scholarship to the University of Houston. That's a stronger route. We'll be doing a grad school. Tinulungan niya ako mag-fill up ng application form for a full scholarship sa University of Houston, which I luckily got. Anim lang kami out of the total 4th band applicants na nakapasa. I'm the only Filipino. So proud na naman ang beauty ko. So,
siyempre.
Oo, kasi sabi ko, siguro talagang I'm meant to stay. So ganun, nag-aral ako sa University of Houston, sa master's degree, sa tulong din ng aking mabait na principal, pero all the rest of the work is mine. Ang kanya lang, yung binanggit lang niya, yung tungkol dun sa scholarship, but the legwork and everything was mine. Tsaka yung recommendation niya for extending my H1B, I'm greatly indebted to her. Kasi kung di niya ako na-recommend for renewal, hindi na ako mare-renew na.
Well, you have to go back kasi mag-overstay ka.
So after ng renewal, another 3 years, so ano na. So safe na ako that time. But here, we have to remember in the state of Texas, there is no tenure for your work. You have to do your contract every year. Hindi kagaya.
Yes, that is true.
When you have an item, sa Pilipinas, when you have an item for teaching, safe ka na. You'll never get fired unless you did something so gross. And so,
that That is true. Every year, mga around the ano ba yun, mga March nagpapaano na sila eh, nag-start na silang magano niyan eh, hindi ka naman pipirma ng kontrata mo, magre-renew agad, but they're already starting to see kung mag-renew ka pa o hindi na, they'll tell you, 'di ba? So every year talaga, and then of course very ano dito ang evaluation. So it's always going to be, you know, you are going to be evaluated based on your performance. Kaya talagang performance level ka dapat, 'di ba?
Oo, imagine mo noon, nung first year ko pa lang, umuwi ako ng bahay after 10 o'clock in the evening. My husband and my son were with me at the school trying to help me cope up with the work. Kasi nga, renewal is every year and based mm-hmm. on performance. If they don't like what you do, mm-hmm. they just give you the pink paper and say, call it quits. Maa-afford mo ba yun? Nandito na yung aking husband and my son.
Yeah. So kaya kailangan talaga mag-step up ka. Pero karamihan naman sa atin, syempre mga Filipinos, you're already here. We always, you know, it is our nature to work hard and show that we deserve this and that we also are very, very competitive. Kasi alam mo, nung nagtuturo rin ako, ano, ako siguro yung mga isa sa mga huling lumalabas ng umuwi ng bahay. Oo, I mean umuwi sa gahapon. Ikaw ba, anong pinaka-late na uwi mo ever?
Ever?
Ever.
2 o'clock in the evening.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Bakit? Bakit kinabot ng 12 ng gabi sa school?
My husband and my son were always with me kasi I wasn't not driving yet at that time. Mm. Ang driver ko yung anak ko. Uh-huh. Na sa college naman. So, hinahatid nila ako sinusundo. Kasi to prepare myself for the next day. Kasi dito, you have to prove 10 times as much that you are capable, that you are better mm-hmm. than them, if not they're equal. Kung hindi, talagang tatapakan ka. Yung tatapakan
ka. Yeah, pero alam nyo ba, si Teacher Luz, ay hindi lang niya na-prove na equal. Na-prove pa niya na mas she is better than a lot of you know the other teachers, because look at what I'm gonna be sharing some of your pictures now. Ano itong picture na ito?
Isa po sa mga nag-i-interview na mga applicants na sa district namin at that time.
Say ko na.
Ako isa na ako sa mga campus leaders and teacher specialist at that time. So here I am at the end. Yan yung job fair for the district where I was one of the personnel to interview and hire. Nabaliktad na, imbis na I was supposed to be hired, ako na yung
hired. Ay, nag-hire, diba? So see how yung 12 mo na, yung 12 ng gabi kang umuwi, diba? Tingnan mo naman yan. Ano ang award na natanggap mo dito?
Ito naman yung Reading Recovery Award ko. So out of the district, ilang kaming nagkaroon ng ganun. Hindi ko mabilang, pero that was one of the reading awards. Kasi ang special.
When was this?
Hindi ko matandaan kung anong year ito.
It still in sa Fort Bend ISD ba ito?
Fort Bend ISD pa ito.
Oo, pero ito, siguradong Fort Bend yan. Ayan si Superintendent Dupre. Yes.
Dupre, when I received an award for Above and Beyond for a Distinguished Service Award from the Superintendent and for the district, may banquet noon. We were honored by the district and by the superintendent. So I opted to take his picture kasi lahat kami nag-picture sa kanya and he was all smiles. Masaya rin ako. So,
yeah, kaya lang wala na, nag-retire na siya. Naabutan ko siya eh. I think that it's his last year when he retired. I went to Fort Bend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's a really nice person.
Sa isip ko, yung mga awards naman na yan is not just for me. It's for uplifting the Filipino in here in Texas to say and let them believe that we deserve to be here. We deserve to live the American
dream.
And we are, if not equal to them, we may be better than them. We are
well,
not,
you know, we're very talented.
We're very equal people.
Pero don't get us wrong, ah. It's not easy because there's a lot of challenge. Like yung sa classroom, yung iba yung culture dito ng mga bata, the way they communicate, iba. So you need to actually be able to adapt to the way they're doing their things here. Unlike sa Philippines, diba? Ito, syempre, based lang sa experience ko, ano, na parang, if hindi ka pwedeng sasagot sa Pilipinas, diba? We have so much respect our teachers. talagang, you know, yung you don't want to, ay mo lumabas na, you know, bastos ang dating mo. Dito, it's just, I think it's also the way they communicate na parang direct, diretsa, ano sila, they'll tell you really if, you know, they don't like you. And they're very, very,
abrasive.
Yeah, they don't sugarcoat anything. Sabagay, mga bata naman yan. Because, but natas na it's so different. So my mga teach kasi noon when I was in Houston ISD, nag-handle kasi ako ng mga beginning teachers, yung mga first time ever nilang magtuturo sa ako yung
nag-handle ng trabaho ko.
Oh, eh, ganun ka. Ako doon, when, before I left Houston ISD, that's what I've been doing. So my goal then was you know, as their leader is to make sure na after ng first year of teaching nila, ibabalik sila, di ba? I want them to love teaching and excel in what they're doing. So that's the goal of providing support, mentorship, kanyan. But believe it or not, there was one teacher that 2 weeks pa lang, 2 weeks pa lang from the very start ng class, she just walked out of the school and never came back. And that was my first teacher, first year teacher na, you know, beginning teacher. And so like, what happened?
Ngayon eh, are you going to take your purse? Meaning, are you going to just back out and leave? Pag mga joke ngayon na, oh, where's your purse? Are you going to take your purse? That means, are you going to throw the white towel and say, go? That's
oh, yeah. Pero kasi nga, yung mga teachers na, you know, they are up to the challenge. Pero namang mga iba, maybe they have other options. So bakit ako magtsatsaga? And I believe that teacher, she's not even like really, really, first time to teach, she taught in a public school, pero mga bata, siguro sobrang gulo. I think what happened was that yung mga bata umakit sa mga cabinet, talagang magulo siguro, and then she can't really handle it. She just walked out of the classroom. So, syempre kami, you cannot just leave the children there in the classroom. So, we have to find somebody to take care of the children. She just walked out. I was like, oh, but ganun. But, you know, hindi mo rin masisi because maybe may pinagdadaanan din siya. So, it's not easy talaga. But if you really love teaching, you know, you will take the challenges and convert that into successes, diba? Parang si Teacher Lucien, successes niya. Oh, ayan. Eto, congratulations, Teacher of the Year. Yes. Saan ito? Sa Hawks Holly Elementary.
NISD pa rin yan. Isa yan sa moments ko dahil it was blood, sweat, and tears. Kumbaga, tiyaga, pagod, gutom.
Oh, syempre, hindi madali.
Kumbaga, gutom. Hindi ka naman makakakain sa oras eh. When you're teaching, you forget when and where to eat. Yung baon mo, it still stays in your bag and then when you get home,
saka ka pala makakakain.
Ganun yung naging route ko for success. Kasi sa salog ko sa sarili ko, I was meant to stay. Hindi ako madadaunt by any of the challenges. Sabi ko, kung kaya nyo, mas kakayanin ko.
Oo. Alam mo, ganyan din ang sinabi ko sa sarili ko noon. You know, ako naman, I didn't teach in the Philippines. So, you know, wala talaga. I taught here sa US. I did the alternative, you know, ACP. So, kumuha ko ng additional unit sa U of H, sa downtown, University of Houston downtown. And then ako nagkumuha ng additional unit. And then after that, supposed to be, after matapos yung ACP mo, you have like 1 year sana na magano ka, parang internship, field experience. Pero what happened to me was that, na-employ na rin ako during that time ng yung field experience ko. And so after, 5 years, eto rin naman ako, diba? To inspire you guys there. Naging teacher of the year din ako sa Wainwright Elementary School sa Houston ISD. I never thought about that. And you know what I was teaching at that time? Math. But I applied for science. Because my undergraduate, my pre-law, was biology sa UP. You know, sa Baguio, UP Baguio. That was my undergraduate. So that's why I was applying for science sana, but they put me sa math. I thought that this is gonna be hard. But because ang maganda naman dito sa sa atin, yung system natin, talagang pinoprovide naman ng school yung mga materials, yung mga trainings. Talagang you are well supported. I'm basing this sa experience ko na there's support. There's so many support na ipoprovide sa'yo.
Lapis ng bata and school bus and paper and everything. They don't, zero expense ang mga magulang.
Lunch are free sa mga bata. Nakikilunch na rin kami minsan.
Breakfast and lunch and everything else.
Breakfast and lunch, yes.
Wala silang gagastos.
Ang gagawin na lang ng mga bata dito ay papasok sa school at mag-aaral at gagawa ng assignments, di ba?
Really so spoiled. Na yung unang araw ko when I went on duty sa cafeteria, I was on lunch duty, I cried that day. You know why? I saw a lot of children not even touching their tray of food. Andun yung apples, andun yung oranges, and everything. Whole tray of food na siguro isang meal na yan ng isang pamilya sa Pilipinas. They just throw it like that. They just pick it.
Eh, kasi they get it for free, so they don't really value that much. Yung ibang mga bata, hindi sila masyadong kumakain din naman eh. I don't know, they have their certain kind of food na kinakain nila. Pero magaganda, mayroong mga menu din, iba-iba every week ang menu dito sa mga public schools.
They don't know how lucky they are.
I tell them, you know, sabi ko sa kanila, you know, back where, you know, I came from, sometimes there, you know, in the past of mga provinces, you know, we have to walk to our way to school. We don't have food sometimes. We just, you know, we only have how much in our pocket. But you know, we go to school, we bring our books. Ang bigat-bigat pa ng bag na dala mo lahat yung mga libro mo noon, di ba? So,
noon sa high school, when I was teaching high school noon, nagtitinda muna sila in the morning before they go to school. They have to go to the bus stop and sell water or anything.
This is in the Philippines, right? You're talking about Philippines, yeah. Tito, wala. I mean, everything is being provided to the children. So, ang kailangan lang talaga nila ay mag-ara. So, the role of the teachers, of course, ay i-guide sila ng tama. Pero syempre, comes yung mga challenges din because some students, kahit naman saan, yung mga estudyante may mga attitude din, may mga anger management issue, ganyan. I remember one time in one of my class, yung first year teaching ko, one of the students flipped the table, yung kidney table. So big, is kidney table will fit what? How many? Six? Six na, yung laki ng table na yun, six ang pwede mo po. He just flipped it. Ay, hanggang dito lang naman ako noon. Fourth grade yon ang taya. Anyway, so yun yung mga you have to be ready and be prepared for the challenges. No one is gonna tell you it's easy. I'm telling you now, it's very challenging. But of course, katulad nga rin na nang nangyari kay Teacher Luz, you know, tiyaga, may nilaga.
That you're humble, you're hardworking, you're persevering, you're friendly to them, that you fit the cut. Kumbaga. You will slowly but surely earn the respect sa akin. At tinuturoan ko rin sila yung mga may pangangailangan sa akin because, you know, they are not so well-versed with spelling, with grammar. Although they're native speakers, my bachelor's would use English as second language and I taught grammar and developmental writing and composition. Kapag mayroong mga pangangailangan ng school, like I wrote the grants for my school, kaya nakakuha sila ng mga big bucks, big money out of the grants I wrote for them. Kaya slowly but surely, they started to look at me as somebody to respect and be looked upon as a good source of
knowledge, learning, yeah. And that is true because these kids, may mga pinagdadaanan sila, but if you earn their respect, I'm telling you, if you earn their respect, not fear, huh? Respect. They will follow you and you will see the big difference. Your classroom will turn into a happy place of learning, which is, you know, which is good.
I'm talking about the teacher adults. Nag-start na silang mag-show respect nung...
At saka teachers din. That is correct. Yeah.
So, nagbigay na sila ng kanilang support and all that. And they cheered at ganun. Kasi at the time when I was teaching two classes for fourth grade, the first time that I taught fourth grade, all my students had 100% passing in STAR. And
You have to explain what is STAR. Ang STAR is the state attest.
Mandated test. All my students at that year, when I was first year of teaching in fourth grade, that was a writing grade, everybody passed the state test, and mostly 30%, or if not 50%, were mastered, meaning 90% and over. That was the only score. I was the only one in the school who scored that time.
That's why you got the Teacher of the Year award, right?
The Teacher of the Award that year, because reading and writing for those two classes, with the first time ever that I taught that grade, because I used to teach first grade all the time. When I went up to fourth grade, I was teaching DT and SPED. Everybody passed the state test, and half of the class mastered with 90%.
That's big thing. Alam mo yung writing?
Congratulate siya and everything. Nabigay ng flowers and everything.
Oh, syempre. You showed na, no, hey, I made it happen, diba? Kasi alam mo, dito yung writing test, lagi yan, historically, mababa ang passing rate ng writing test. It's a struggle for the kids, yung writing test.
Kasi talagang
Chitaga talaga. Tutorial after school tutorial, diba?
Kahit itong special ed ko, nakapasa rin siya. Eh, wala siyang natutunan.
Yeah, because of you, Teacher Luz. Yan, may mga bumabate. Ito.
Saturday, I volunteered to tutor on Saturday for free.
Imaginin mo, your Saturday, you're still working. Kaya, it's... Saturday, that's right.
Parents din, ay nagbigay na rin ng respect at nilove na nila ako. Every Christmas, dalawang cars yung aking regalo. At
wow! Dalawang cars from where?
From the parents. Kasi nakita nila.
A cards, yeah.
Nanalo yung mga bata sa mga district competitions, sa mga spelling bee. Na tinatsaga ako talaga. Imagine mo, libre ang tutorial every Saturday.
Kasi sino ba naman ng may ayaw noon, di ba? Siyempre ka, lahat ng parents yan, matutuwa. Mm-hmm. Ito si Rowena. Kilala mo to, si Rowena Lara Lombera?
Ang aking pamangkin.
Sabi niya, very well explained watching you, Tia. Tia, ikaw ba to, yung Tia Goy?
Ako yan.
Ikaw ba yun? Yan ang tawag niya sa'yo. Ayan, ito naman si Jocelyn Montialto Marasigan. Sabi niya, hi Mari, watching from our barangay Kayumanggi.
Yes.
Barangay Kayumanggi. But Kayumanggi is brown, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Hello po, sabi ni Imelda Calao. Dami mong kamag-anak, Teacher Luz. Hello po from Lipa City. Hello daw po, sabi ni Kalari. Mr. po ni Mrs. Oh. Bakit siya nagkikihilo? Hindi na lang siya bumate, di ba? Si Charles din, sabi niya, hello, Maring Luz. This is Tita M watching. Wow.
From Pearland.
Oh, from Pearland siya. Okay, si Nanita Lombera, sabi niya, okay, Tigoy. Kau yun, no, Tigoy? Te Ate Goy, believe na believe sa'yo si Pinsan Rico Ari. Ari.
Yung mga cousins ko from father and mother side. Hello, shout out sa inyong lahat.
Ayan, ito pa si Alden Lombera. Hello sa butihin kong pinsan, Ate Goy, na handang tumulong at sumuporta sa mga nangangailangan, lalong-lalo na sa mga kasamahan. So proud of you, cousin. At ito, so si Imelda Calao, sabi niya, hello, ma. So, proud of you.
Para dumami
ang viewers mo. Ayan na yun. Hello, ma. So proud of you. Yan, tingnan mo naman. Actually, they're here because they're supporting you. They're very proud of you. That's the reason why they are here. Kaya naman, oo. So anyway, going back, alam ko maraming mga teachers din ma-interesado how they're gonna be able to come over here. So meron tayong route na H-1B. You know, kung saan, non-immigrant visa, 3 years, kung magpa-process yan, consular yung visa mo sa Philippines before you come over here. Kaso naman yun, ang H-1B, ang visa ay available October, pero ang school starts in August. So, kaya yung iba, instead of H-1B, nag-J-1 sila. Yung J-1 naman, yan, yung mga exchange cultural, students, mga ganyan, or yung mga teachers na binibigyan sila ng opportunity to teach here for 3 years, yan. Basically, syempre, ang purpose niyan is for them to learn the way we do it here and then bring it back to the Philippines. So usually, 3 years yan. Pag naka J-1 visa ka, pwede ka pa rin magturo for 3 years, but you have to go back kasi meron niyang requirement na 2-year residency. So babalik ka doon, you have to stay for another 2 years sa Philippines bago ka naman ulit makabalik dito as a J-1 para magturo ulit. So ganun lang yun, pwedeng mauwi, tapos babalik ka magtuturo unless, katulad nga nangyari kay Teacher Luz, merong nag- sponsor sa kanya at pinalan siya ng employment visa, which is a path to green card. And of course, after 5 years you're holding your green card, you are eligible to become a U.S. citizen. Mag-naturalize ka as a U.S. citizen. That way, you know, there's more opportunities for you to really explore what can you, you know, do here in the U.S. and live your American, you know, dream. Yeah. And of course, later on, makatulong ka rin sa iba, katulad ng ginagawa din ni Teacher Luz, tumutulong din sa mga ibang mga teachers, mga kababayan natin on her own, at saka syempre sa mga organizations dito sa U.S. And ang number one organization natin, Teacher Luz, ay ang
University of the Philippines Alumni Association of Houston.
Of Houston.
Eileen is our vice president and I am a board member. So we are active participants of this organization. At salamat sa lahat ng mga members who are willing to help out. Magsa-shoutout lang ako sa aking family before we go. Kasi alam ko, greetings to my husband Larry, to my son Jose Emmanuel Larry, to his two children, Troy Vincent and Princess, to my daughter Mary Grace in Canada, and her husband Christian, the two children Marcus and Mateo, and my son here, Christian, and wife Eileen, and our baby here, baby Lawrence. So shout out sa inyong lahat family and to everybody, my family and friends. Thank you for watching. At salamat sa pakikinig. At kung madami man akong na-miss out sa inyo sa shout outs, ay alam nyo, I'm wishing you well. At salamat sa inyong lahat, Doktora Nora, Cousin Lito, Cousin Anita, Rico, Alvin, everybody who watched, Laura, and everybody, Maring Jocelyn, Maring Wilma, and everybody else. Lahat kayo ay binabati ko kung di ko man ang names nyo.
Ay, alam na nila yon, di ba? Ayan. So bago kami tuloy magpaalam, we want to invite you, of course, yung sabanggit na natin ng UPAA, invite natin sila sa ating ano, gala. It will happen this October. So go ahead, Sister Luz, Teacher Luz, invite natin sila. I'm gonna show to sa screen yung ano, yung ating yan. Ayan. So go ahead and invite them.
Okay, ikaw mag-invite.
Ako na. Ayan, so meron tayong ano, UPAH Gala ngayong October 22nd dito sa Houston Merritt Sugar Land. Samahan niyo kami from 6 to 11 p.m. We will be joined by other UP alumni from different states, hindi lang dito sa Houston. And kaya yung mga ating mga kaisko at kaiska na nasa area, you are very much welcome to join us. We wanna connect with you also. Ayan. Of course, at ito pa, may huli na nagpapahabol na bumabati, si Wigbert Balmes. Congrats to my cousin. Cheers to a wonderful experience. Ayan, maraming
ang lahat ng mga comments ng aking mga kamag-.
Oh, ano na lang. Wow. One sentence na lang. Anong may iwan mo para sa ating mga aspiring teachers o yung mga papunta na dito o kayo man nagbabalak pa lang pumunta dito sa US? Mm-hmm. Just give them one-liner na, inspire them.
Teachers, all professionals and everybody who are planning to go to America, huwag kayong matakot. Just live your dreams. Go for it. Kung alam ninyo na gusto nyo, if there is a will, there should be a way. Kaya tuloy-tuloy lang. Go lang kayo. Huwag nyong i-give up yung dreams nyo just because you think you can't. If you think you can't, defeated na kayo. Just think you can and go for it.
Ayan. Maraming salamat, Teacher Luz. And ito pa, basahin na natin lahat. Si Rico Lombera, pabati pinsan, nanonood Lola Happy at Lola Esther. Ayan. Ari
and kamag-anak and everybody.
Oo nga. Si Lito Lombera, thank you, Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. Maraming salamat sa lahat na nanonood sa amin ngayon. Of course, thank you to all the audience and listeners of Usapang Off the Record, to the President of Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy, Fenji Villasin. Maraming salamat. Ang Usapang Off the Record is brought to you by Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and Ligot Dizon Law Firm. So, ano pa nga ba ang atong hinihintay natin? Ano? So, I'll see you all next week sa isa na namang Usapang Off the Record.
Thank you so much, Attorney.
Maraming salamat, Teacher Luz. At malay mo, babalik ka sa ating show para magkwentuhan pa tayong ulit. Diba?
Ma'am.
Yeah, all right. So, have a good weekend, everyone. Make it worth it. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.